Okay, we are
all right,
rolling.
I'll turn him in. Hang
okay,
on one
thank
second.
Thank you very much.
Senator McCain's on.
Hi, Senator.
Hey, John. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Good, thanks.
Hey, okay, very good. I know you're a busy man tonight. Let's get right to it. Your reaction to the president's final State of the Union tonight?
Well, I found his speech to be full of platitudes, but interestingly, he did not mention the fact that as he's giving that speech, American Navy personnel are being held by Iranians in a blatant act of violation of international law by seizing them and keeping them held prisoner. They may be released tomorrow, but the thing that's very disturbing is the Iranians' propaganda amplifying that they were, quote, that, let me just start all over on that phrase. The thing, the aspect of the Americans who are now in Iranian custody is the Iranians' propaganda machine saying that they were arrested. If they were arrested by, if American service members are arrested by Iranians, that is an international blow of enormous consequences.
Yeah, and, you know, the Obama people basically said that came late in the day and as he was preparing for the speech. And I've heard a number of pundits basically express a little surprise that he did not mention the 10 sailors during the speech tonight.
The fact is, 10 sailors are right now in Iranian custody. They may be released, but the propaganda machine of the Iranian government alleges that they were arrested by Iranians. That is unacceptable.
The president also talked about the fact that the economy is on its way back, and you had mentioned platitudes. The Republicans obviously would take a little issue of that. The president seemed like he was fairly proud of the way he's handled the economy over the last 7 years. Your reaction?
Well, I think most economists would say that this has been the slowest recovery since the Great Depression. Millions of Americans have stopped looking for work, and the great mass of Americans who are middle-income people have seen little or no improvement in their lives during this entire period of time, including in Arizona.
And moving on to terrorism, the president basically, again, did not single out the Muslim religion, but just terror, you know, said, let's call it for what it is, thugs and murderers. How your feeling on the president's stance as far as addressing terrorism over the years?
Well, again, in his speech, the president failed to acknowledge that this was extremist Muslim terrorists, and that's what they are, and yet he still refuses to call them that. But more importantly, he downplayed the danger posed by ISIS when they have already attacked the United States of America a short a time ago in Philadelphia, is 48 hours ago, where an individual shot a policeman and stated that he was inspired by ISIS. There will be more attacks on the United States of America. He has no plan to take back Raqqa, which is the heartland of ISIS, and as long as they have that base, they will be able to train, equip, orchestrate attacks on the United States and the world.
And I guess his overriding message was that if Americans want to have the country that they look to have, politicians will have to more or less compromise. Your thoughts on that?
I'm certainly not against a compromise to try it for the greater good of the nation. I think we did that with the highway bill that I'm very proud of. But the President of the United States did not show any inclination to compromise on anything.
Okay, sir. Any final thoughts that I failed to ask you?
No. The president's depiction of the world to the American people today borders on delusional. We've got an aggressive China that is landing aircraft on a man-made island in violation of international law. You've got Vladimir Putin dismembering a European nation for the first time in 70 years, Ukraine. And you've got recent attacks on the United States by ISIS, which is metastasizing throughout the Middle East. The facts on the ground are very contradictory to the picture that the president painted tonight in his speech.
Okay, Senator. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.